Everybody, and welcome back to Wild Weekend. My name is DJ Easy Eargasm. I've been delivering the easiest, sleaziest, OMGZiest, Young Jeeziest eargasms since 2004. For those of you without graph paper, a pocket watch calculator, or a smartphone with a calculator app on it, that is eight, nay, almost 9 years of eargasms, relentless, regardless, resentful-less, no resentments. That's right, I'm back. It's been a long time since I rapped at ya, but you know what? Today's episode is going to blow your mind. We've got question and answers, an old favorite. We've got a new short story, and it's topical. It's about New Year's. We've got some great new songs I've made just for the podcast. It's an exciting, jam-packed episode, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. You made a right choice downloading this. So, without further ado, let's get it started. The name of the show is Wild Weekend. I am your host, DJ Easy Eargasm. Keep it tuned in, turned on, and on lock. Hit it. Thank you very much. God, it's good to be back. Thank you, as always, to Teen Generate, Japanese punk superstars, for playing my theme song, Wild Weekend, the namesake of this podcast. Because nobody has wilder weekends than me. I mean, look, I'm recording a podcast in my apartment by myself on a Friday night. It doesn't get much wilder than that. In fact, Girls Gone Wild, the actual beginning of the concept was just the girls, they made their own podcast in their individual apartments, and it was filmed. Got very low ratings, not sure why. God, it's good to talk to you again. Lots changed for me. I used to record the podcast in historic, scary Washington Heights, where there was never a podcast that wasn't interrupted with a siren of some sort, be it a police siren or a hospital siren or the rare taxi siren. And I left New York, moved out of Washington Heights, left the hustle, left the bustle, and moved down to Virginia. That's right, Old Virgin, as it used to be called in the colonial days. Old Virgin, and it is, it's like the virgin spoils here. It's very quiet, it's very fresh. I hear birds, I hear squirrels. This is all very unusual for me. It's very quiet here, I like it. The only problem is that the walls are very thin here. The walls were thick in my New York apartment. The walls are thin here, and I think my neighbors might think I'm insane. Actually, them listening to me record this terrifies me. I wrote and recorded a short story, which you will hear later in the podcast, and it has some voices in it, and I think they might think I'm legitimately fucking nuts if they heard even one-eighth of what I was talking about. So that should get you excited for the short story. Yeah, Virginia's good. I'm in the D.C. area. It's nice here. It's a very pretty city. It's like someone took New York and squashed it with their shoe. It's all, there's no tall buildings. Everything's flattened out. Everybody runs here. A lot of runners. Where are they running from? Yeah, Christmas came, Hanukkah came, they came and went. They went and came, they conquered. Went out with a bang, a whimper for me. I spent them alone. What can I say? What'd I get? Anybody get any good gifts? I got some money. I got a book. Hillary Mantle, Bringing Out the Bodies. I got a record. And I got a shaver. Someone's trying to tell me that I'm hairy. No, I'm just kidding. I asked for it. You know, when I was younger, I used to be very jealous of Christmas because, let's face it, it's a lot better than Hanukkah when it comes in the gifts department, but Jesus Christ, no pun intended? Jesus Christ, is that holiday a pain in the ass? You have to schlep everywhere, you gotta take a fucking Christmas tree. I had no idea Christmas trees were so expensive, they're ridiculous. You could take that money and buy a bunch of little cacti. And they'll last longer too, and they won't get shit all over your fucking floor. Pine tree. The pagan festival. War on Christmas, right guys? The war on Christmas. What is this new shtick I'm doing? Am I really going to start doing the news on this podcast? No, I'm not. I'm going to do a song. I'm a song and dance man. Please, I would like to tell you just how I feel about Hanukkah in this song. I want to tell you. I want to merge. I want to bring everyone together. I created a Hanukkah carol inspired by my favorite Christ Mass. Here we go. Let's listen to it. On the first night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a pencil eraser. On the second night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a pencil. On the third night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a tote bag. On the fourth night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a bookmark. On the fifth night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a Mad magazine. On the sixth night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a DVD of Batman Robin. On the seventh night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a $5 iTunes gift card. On the eighth night of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a fucking Groupon. Delightful. That was DJ Easy Eargasm, the Eargasm Players. that your guys and players are actually the London Symphony. I have them on loan just to do my little jingle jangles. Oh, I hate the holiday season. I don't like holidays. I don't like pressure to be laid back. You squeeze, but you know what? You squeeze this coal that is my little heart. You squeeze it, and you're going to get a diamond of sparkling, fresh, comedic content. Because I do have a very special New Year's short story. It's going to be coming up in a second. I've got a New Year's song I recorded using loops in GarageBand. It's crazy. I've even got a New Year's spoken word poem that I'm going to perform for you right now. It took me 4 years to write this. I actually had the germ of this podcast came 4 years ago when podcasts were just a sparkle in your mother's eye. And as soon as I got wind, I started writing this poem just to get ready for such a holiday, to get ready for today when I can finally break it out. So here we go, my New Year's poem. New Year's. Ears, eargasms, spasms, neck tamper tantrums, sum of all evil, village of the damned, John Hamm, madmen, men at work. Work for whom? Not for me, buddy, D.D. Ramone, own the holidays, days in, sleep in, finished poem. You know, New Year's is not my favorite holiday. Oftentimes, I spend it in places that aren't as glamorous as maybe a big party or champagne bash. One time, I spent it on a couch. Another time, I was in a car with some friends, and we spent the whole night talking to a lady who worked for 411. That has got to be the nadir. Who knows? I'm still a young man, I can probably sink much lower. But, I wrote a song where I encapsulated all those feelings I have about New Year's. They're not great feelings. And, anyway, let's just get to it. Here's a song I made, it's called New Year's at the Burger King. We're gonna listen to New Year's at the Burger King, then I'm gonna read you my short story, then we're gonna listen to some music, and then I'm gonna do some Q&A. Just so you have a roadmap and don't get scared. All right, here we go. Without further ado, here's DJ Easy Eargasm, the Eargasmic Players, with New Year's at the Burger King.
At the
2 years at the Burger King. French fries are just onion rings. Words to live by. Words of wisdom. Words of dumb. DJ Easy Orgasm, I'm about to read for you a short story I wrote. This short story also represents my feelings about New Year's, which aren't all negative, as I think you'll get from this. It's bittersweet. The night has a lot of pressures, but it's also a time for, you know, for renewal. A time of great promise. A time where we can take some of the faults, some of the mistakes, some of the problems we had with the year before, and try and forge a new way for ourselves. And this story reflects my commitment to change and how I believe all of us should have a commitment to keep on improving and working on ourselves. It's called Le Sac Pointe, which I'm told in French means stink bag. So I hope you all enjoy it. And here is Le Sac Pointe. After that, you shan't hear my dulcet tones following that. I'm going to play some music after that. And then I'll be right back there with you afterwards. So without further don't delay any further. Without further don't delay any further. Let's listen to Le Sac Pointe. Merci. It was December 31st. Christmas had passed. Thanksgiving was a distant memory. Easter, a future memory yet fulfilled. The only thing Jerry Gennaro had to look forward to was New Year's. Jerry liked to get so drunk on New Year's, he called it Few Beers, though the name was ironic because the amount of beers Jerry had was anything but few. In fact, it was many. Jerry had a tradition. Starting at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he'd write down 3 New Year's resolutions, the same 3 he wrote down every year. Drink less, write more, find love. After this, he would crack open his first bottle of beer and methodically dial every number in his cell phone, asking if he could partake in some New Year's fun. By the time he got to the L's and the M's, he was already a case of beer deep. You see, Jerry acquired many different phone numbers, some from flyers in the coffee shop, some scrawled in the stalls of men's rooms. Sometimes he'd stick his chubby hand in one of those jars where the gainfully employed foolishly put their business cards in hope of scoring a free lunch. Well, the only free thing that they scored was a call from Jerry, begging them to let him join in on their New Year's Eve's plans. Why didn't Jerry have any friends to hang out with? Well, we'll get to that a little later. Actually, to save time, I'll just tell you now, he was a dick. And a liar, and obviously a drunk. He also stank. In high school, a French exchange student nicknamed him Le Sac Pointe, which stuck with him until he graduated. But I digress. Jerry called, and he called, and he called. And usually someone would take pity on him and invite him to whatever party. Sometimes Jerry lied and said he'd act as a designated driver and then strand the group as he passed out with his head soaking in the turlet. If no one picked up the phone, Jerry would go to the bar by himself and try to find a girl to kiss at midnight, and hopefully sleep with after that. One time Jerry couldn't find anybody, so he kissed the back of the head of a girl who was kissing someone else. Jerry was not allowed in this bar ever again. Ring, ring. Hello? Petey answered the phone jauntily. Pete, it's me, Jerry. Jerry? Jerry Gennaro. I picked up that chair you gave away on Craigslist in March. What's up? Oh, okay, hi? What's going on? New Year's, baby. What's the juice? What's the scuttlebutt? Well, I'm heading to a party at my friend's house, Patty Bitch and Dr. Schumer. It's a combo New Year's vow renewal party. It's baby-themed. We're all dressing in bedazzled diapers. Sweet. Can I come? Gary inquired. Well, I'll drive. And just like that, Jared Gennaro had his New Year's plans on lock. Only 50 calls, a New Year's record. This was going to be the best New Year's Eve ever. New Year's Ever. He borrowed a diaper from his grandma, shotgunned another beer, and got in his 1993 Subaru. Then, about a block from his house, he wrapped it around a pole and started bleeding from his ears. As he lay there twisted and mangled in his Subaru, all of a sudden, a magical, phantasmagorical figure appeared.
Mary, my name is Mary Miracle, and I'm the angel of New Year's Eve.
I didn't know there was an angel of New Year's Eve,
Jerry managed to slobber from his bashed-in mouth.
The things you don't know could fill the Grand Canyon, Dickweed. Now watch as I miracle your ass out of that Subaru.
Mary snapped her fingers, and Jerry was suddenly standing right beside her, totally unscratched, diaper intact. Wow, Mary, thank you so much. But why did you save me? Could you tell me in a monologue?
You have potential, Jerry Gennaro. You were once a good little boy who treated New Year's Eve with proper respect. You made resolutions and watched Dick Clark with your parents. Now you're an unpleasant drunk trolling Craigslist to get your jollies. But this is America, the land of bailouts and second chances. As angel of New Year's Eve, I see every year how you make the same three resolutions. Write more and find love. Yet you've not fulfilled even one. In fact, it's almost as if you rail against them. Well, Jerry, tonight that changes. I'm going to take you to accomplish every single one of these resolutions before 12 a.m. And if you succeed, Jerry, and it won't be easy, but if you succeed, I will save your life.
Jerry was shocked. He sat on the curb, taking it all in. His life flashed before his eyes. A sludgy series of degrading acts, negligence, self-hate, and evil. He could change. He could have his second chance. He must have his second chance.
What say you?
Mary Miracle asked.
Your life has been one big oopsie. How about you and I make a daisy?
With a big smile on his face, Jerry said, "Let's do it." And with that, she whisked him away to his own house. It was 9 p.m., 3 hours to go. The first item on Jerry's list was to drink less.
Okay, Jerry, we have 3 hours before the clock strikes midnight, and your chances at redemption are shot. And speaking of shots, you take too many of them. You're a lousy drunkard, and we need to fulfill your first resolution.
But Mary, said Jerry, that was very scary, and I would never again carry more rum and cherry. And rhyming aside, I don't want to drink anymore. After that crash, I can safely say that that novelty-sized bottle of Mike's Extra Hard Arnold Palmer will be the last spirit I ever consume.
Easy to say now, Jer-Bear,
said Mare.
But once the crash fades into memory, your old habits will return faster than you can say Goldenschlager. There's only one way to beat the disease, and that's to go through the 12-step process.
But gosh, Mary, I don't know if we have time for that. It's already 9:03.
Exactly, and that's why I have shortened the process down to 2 steps. Much easier. Okay, step one, let's dump out all of your alcohol.
And so they did. Down the drain went the schnapps, the vodka, the scotch, the wine, the stout, the rice, liquor, the fermented sweet potato, and the other bottle of vodka. That was hard, Mary, said Jerry. But you know what? I feel better. It's amazing, I really do. It was hard, but I feel cleansed. That was really good to do, I think. I already feel better.
I'm so glad.
Now what's step two?
Drink this big glass of sand.
What? Mary produced a big mug of super dry, super gross sand. Gary trembled as he held the surprisingly heavy dirt beverage before him. Is this what it would take to change his life? So be it. First, he tried the route of going as fast as possible. This proved a big mistake. Then he tried grain by grain. But this was way too time-consuming and no less painful. I won't go into the gory details, but basically, it was very hard to swallow, and he really felt sick. After he finished and laid, groaning, curled in a sand trap of nausea on the floor, Mary leaned very close to his crust face and winked.
That's one item off the list.
She took Jerry's hand and guided the stumbling, besanded, newly minted teetotaler to his next task. It was 10:30. Took a while to drink all that sand.
Jerry, you said you wanted to write a short story. You need to write one right now in order to fulfill your second resolution.
But I've never written anything before. I mean, it's always been a dream of mine, but every time I sit down to write, I can't think of anything. It was true. Time and time again, Jerry had sat down before his keyboard, a cup of hot tea by his side, a second edition of Stephen King's On Writing to guide him. But time and time again, he froze, hands immobile, staring at the daunting blank screen in front of him. I have no ideas. I'm really dull.
Jerry, writing is fucking easy. All you need to do is write what you know. Why don't you write a story about a crazy thing that happened in your life and then change the names a little? That's what Kerouac did.
But nothing interesting has ever happened to me, ever. I'm just a boring clod of shit.
Well, this has been quite an adventure, hasn't it? You could write about this!
That's a great idea. And with that, he got to work and wrote the following story. I'm going to repeat it for you, verbatim, in the interest of New Year's accuracy, but keep in mind, his writing is way shittier than mine. Let's begin. It was December 31st. Christmas had passed. Thanksgiving was a distant memory. Easter, a future memory yet fulfilled. The only thing Gilberto Generico had to look forward to was New Year's. Gilberto liked to get drunk on New Year's. In fact, he called it Few Beers. The name was ironic because the amount of beers Gilberto had was anything but few. In fact, it was many. Gilberto was so awesome. Everyone called him to hang out on New Year's. Sometimes he got banned from bars for making out too professionally, but that's a story for another time, bruh. Yeah, some wad named Petey gave Gilberto a call, said this. Patty Bitch and Dr. Schumer are having a baby party, and I swear to fucking God, if you don't come, we're gonna kill ourselves like fucking Jonestown style. Relax, Petey. Calm your jets. I'm on the case like Ventura, comma Ace, and Pet Detective. And just like that, Gilberto had his New Year's plans. No biggie. He put on his great outfit and got in the car, Mercedes. Then he heard about an orphanage fire on the radio, and in the rush to save the baby orphans, Gilberto accidentally crashed. Because Gilberto had been such a good boy, great friend, and super sexy man, an angel appeared. Her name was Marianne.
Hi there, big boy. My name's Marianne, and I want to fondle your beef.
Easy there, little lady. Before any beef fondling goes down, I better solve my unresolved resolutions. It's definitely a precondition.
No problem, Gilberto. Let me get you out of that sweet Mercedes, and I'll get started slavishly supporting you in your quest to complete your three resolutions. Should be super easy for someone as handsome and skilled as you.
Wow, Marianne, thank you so much. I'm blushing.
No, thank you, Gilberto. You look great in those jeans.
They went back to Gilberto's house. Gilberto said, I shouldn't drink so much. I mean, I can totally handle my booze, and I'm always the life of the party, but I think it's bad for your, my cholesterol or something.
Are you sure, Gilberto? Oh, you're so much fun when you're drunk. It's like a potion that makes you even handsomer. LOL, as if that were possible.
Shut up, babe. I know what I'm doing. Now pass me that fresh glass of sand. I'll show you what's what. Then Gilberto drank the entire glass of sand in one gulp. Like a desert slurpee, Gilberto cracked.
You are too funny, Marianne said.
Hells yeah.
Gil, you are so interesting. For your second thingy, you should write a story about your life, teehee.
You know what, Marianne? That's exactly what I'm gonna do. And then Gilberto wrote an amazing short story about the adventure that had just befallen him. And then he fell in love with Marianne, thus fulfilling the last resolution. Lives were saved, beef was fondled. Yeah, it was a pretty rockin' New Year's after all. Chill. The end. So, what do you think of my story? Said Jerry to Mary.
It stinks,
said Mary to Jerry.
But at least it's over. It's 11:45 now. We have 15 minutes to fulfill your last resolution, finding true love. We must hurry.
Well, there's plenty of tasty treats out and about on New Year's Eve. But maybe it's not about that for me anymore. I can't find love in a one-night stand. At least not sober, anyway. But seriously, when I look back and I think how kind you've been to me, how you saved me from the wreck, how you helped me cure my drinking problem, started me writing, showed me a path, guided me through some really tough times. I mean, was the love itself tough? Yeah. But what love isn't? What love that's worth it isn't? You nurture me. You make me want to be a better man, Mary. I know you're an angel, and I'm just some screw-up from Westchester, Pennsylvania. But gosh darn it, maybe this whole adventure was leading up to this. Maybe I crashed for one reason. To meet an angel. To meet you.
Jerry,
Mary, I love you. And I just need you to answer one simple thing. Do you love me back?
Oh, Jerry. Absolutely not. Mm-mm, no, no, no. No way, dude. You have dried sand all over you and you're just... Oh, God, you smell so bad.
And then the clock struck midnight, and Jerry, having failed to fulfill his resolutions, was returned to the Subaru, where he died in a steaming pile of his own sick. Happy New Year!
Thank you.
Hola, Orgasmics. You're back once again with the Deej. DJ Easy Orgasm, you're listening to Wild Weekend. Did you enjoy my short story? It wasn't very short, was it? Tricked you. You just listened to some music. If you didn't, you should get your money back. Need a refund. This podcast ain't right if you didn't listen to some music. We just heard from the one, the only, Ty Segall, of the newest of his three new releases in 2012. The newest, called Twins. Get all three, would you? Yeah, that's off of Twins. The song is called Would You Be My Love. Wasn't that hot? Before that, we listened to Apache Dropout, also on the Trouble in Mind label. Apache Dropout, great band. I think they're from Indiana or something. Midwest, representing. And that was 123 Red Light off of Bubblegum Graveyard, their latest release. Also highly recommended. We started off with the OCs with Can You See, a little bit of an older tune that's off of Help. The OCs have had some new releases out recently. They had a split with Total Control that came out pretty recently, very good. But Help is one of the greatest albums ever made. Okay, we've come to a portion of the podcast that many of you have grown to love throughout the years. God, years! This podcast has been going strong. It has been a few years. I may not have been on time, you know. I may have been scattershot. But God damn it, I've been here. And so has Q&A. On our very first podcast, we had Q&A. And so shall we have it on this one. Let's get right into it. Our first question comes from WKCO Heaven DJ Cincinnati C. He asked me a question. A few of these questions have words in them that I don't know how to pronounce. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I'm not going to go look them up. I'm not going to put on airs just for you. How dare I? How dare you? How dare we? Dairy Queen. Cincinnati C asks, does history have a telos? A telos? A telos? Telos? Does it have an end? Well, no, it does not. Nope, history is meaningless. But don't despair, Cincinnati C. It does have a Talos Vision channel. Talos Vision. Talos Vision channel, called the History Channel. And on this channel, every week you can find a different Nazi mystery. That should give you some meaning. Something. It ain't nothing. Right? Nazis or something. Let's move on. Abetronics. Abizar. The Abe Man. Abe 2020. He asks, I don't know how to pronounce this band's name either. Do you like Drive Like Jehu's Yank Crime? Never knew how to pronounce that band's name. Not really, I'll be honest with you. Not my thing. He also asked, do I like Lungfish? And yes, I do. I do like Lungfish. But I'd like to get to know them better, so if you have any recommendations on where to start, I'm all ears. All ears, all earsgasms. Yes, from what I've heard of Lungfish, I really like them. Kate, oh god. Kate, back in, I think it was maybe the first or second episode, she asked a question, what do I like to think about on the bathroom? And her record of stellar question asking continues. She asks, what Lord of the Rings character do you see yourself as? Good god. Kate, you gotta get it together, question wise. I see myself as the Hobbit, because I take 3 hours to finish. I think you know what I mean. Finally, we have Melissa, aka DJ Moto, asking a few questions. She asks the following. Do you think realism is the best way to view the world? Getting a lot of intellectual questions. I like it. Smart audience. Smart audience for Wild Weekend. Do you think realism is the best way to view the world? No. I prefer rose-colored glasses. They very much accent my eyeshadow. She asks, what do you think of Gaia, or the concept of Earth as a living organism? Well, DJ Moto, I hope to God the Earth is not a living, conscious organism, because she is going to be real pissed about what I did by the side of the bike trail yesterday. It wasn't pretty. It was shitty. And lastly, if you were to be reincarnated as an animal, what would you be? It's a good one. To think long and hard. Giraffe? No. No, too inconvenient. Dog? No. Too shit-eating. I think a cat. They're the only creatures who can manipulate humans as well as humans do. That appeals to me. Maybe even more so. Alright, that's that. That's the Q&A section. And that's also the end of our podcast. And I just want to say thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. It's good to be back. Can't tell you when the next one will be. It depends. This was hard to put together. I'm having some technological difficulties that are making things a bit harder than usual, but this was really fun. I hope you liked it. You know, it's on you, viewers, listeners, whatever's is. Let's see what the response is to this. And if people like it, maybe I'll make some more. It's good to be back. Have a happy New Year's. Have a safe New Year's. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Just drink. Or just drive. Do one of the two. And, you know what? I love you. There, I said it. God, feels good to get that out in the open, but... Till next time, this has been DJ Easy Eargasm. This has also been Wild Weekend. Thank you very much. Keep it tuned in, turned on, and on lock. Mwah.